CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Pete, say, haven't you got Betsy's things ready to go? You told me to get home early from the office. That you'd have everything ready to be packed in the car.
I discovered several things that did not have name tapes on them, so I thought I'd better check everything, and it's a good thing I did.
Oh, honestly.
You didn't write her name on her rubber boots, and you packed them in the bottom of the duffel bag last
night. Well, you told me
to. Well, really, I didn't say pack them in the bottom of it. Now I have checked, and every single thing is marked, so all I have to do is repack.
Oh, all right, okay. All right, let's do it. Come on, I'll hold the duffel bag open, and you pack.
Well, I tell you, I wanted to repack anyway. I think the clean sheets and towels and things she won't need to get into every day, you know, should be at the bottom of the duffel bag, don't you?
Yeah.
Betsy, come here!
How is she today? Is she excited, honey, about going to camp,
no,
huh?
She hasn't said much. She hasn't said much at all. She's been very quiet.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a terrible time when we get there and she sees us leave her and just drive off.
Yeah, well, now, look, we can't keep thinking about that.
Well, I have thought about it.
Anyhow, we're only 15 miles from the place. We can always go and get her.
Well, I don't think we should go and get her, no matter how homesick she gets. I think she should stick it out. I really do, dear. But if she starts crying as we leave, I don't know if I'll be able to just leave her standing
well, look,
out there at all.
The first night in camp is always the worst.
I know.
Now, look, if she just sticks it out, you know, for a night or two, she'll be fine.
Yes, I hope so.
Now, come on. Let's get going here.
Yeah, check the list. Now, put the blankets in. Blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquito netting.
Mosquito netting. Pretty along here, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely. It really is. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we should have brought Bobby along. He'd have enjoyed the ride to the camp, you know.
Against the rules. I told you that, dear. Small children might be coming down with measles or something.
Well,
camp children aren't supposed to... Well, you can see how they'd figure that way. Ann said it was all right to leave him with her.
How much farther is it?
Oh, about another... What? How far are we going? Oh, about 5 miles more,
miles,
I guess.
I guess. Uh-huh.
You going to come and visit me?
Now, Betsy, I told you, dear. The parents are not allowed.
Not allowed? What do you mean? We can't visit her these whole 2 weeks?
No, dear, I told you that now.
Well, that's ridiculous. Honestly, they got more rules about these darn things. When I went to camp, we had a parents' day.
They don't have it here. They don't have it here. Apparently, it just gets the children all excited, and they get sort of... Well, you know, now, we'll write to you, though, Betsy, dear.
And you write to us, too. Huh, Pumpkin?
Why?
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 So we'll know how you are and if you're having a good time.
I've got postcards already addressed to us, Betsy. They're in your suitcase and then that little back part, the envelope part there. And some postcards to each of your grandmothers. They're all addressed and stamped and one to Aunt Effie. They're all ready to mail. All you have to do is take a pencil or a pen and write a note and mail them now.
What'll I say?
Oh, honey, you've got some imagination. Just say you're having a good time.
But if you know already that's where I'm going to write, why do I have to send you a card saying that?
Just mail them, will you please? And don't forget, now you don't have to say you're having a good time. You can write anything you want to.
What if I'm not having a good time? Will you come and get me?
Oh, look, let's drop the subject, shall we? You are going to have a good time.
And don't forget there are clean towels and clean sheets and pillowcases in your duffel bag. So don't use the same towel for 2 weeks, understand?
Uh-huh.
All right.
How much farther is it?
4.5 miles. Boy, do I envy you. Do I envy you going off to camp? How about it, Mommy?
Oh, yes.
You know, I had a wonderful time when I went to camp. What about you, Mommy? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I should say I loved it. That's where I really learned to swim.
I already know how to swim.
Darling, all you know is the dog paddle, so don't keep saying you know how to swim. I mean, you learn the crawl, and you learn the side stroke and the backstroke, maybe even learn how to dive.
Oh! Did you pack her blue swimming suit? Did you?
Oh, no. I
told you it was on the line, and you said you'd get it. It was damp,
right.
And I hung it on the line and she went swimming this morning.
Well, do you want to go back?
Well, no. No, go on. I'll mail it to you, Beth. I knew we'd forget something.
Did you put in my bathing cap?
No, you get caps at camp now. You get a specific color cap which shows which group you're in. Beginners have red caps, blue for intermediate, and white caps for the advanced group. Now, you'll have a red cap for a beginner.
I'm not a beginner. I know how to swim. And not just a dog paddle, Daddy. I know how to do the crawl, too. Mary Lou showed me.
Yeah. Well, I foresee a little difficulty, shall we say?
Never mind. Don't start something now. It's better. Well, I put in your camera, Betsy, and some films, and take some pictures.
When we get there, do you just take out my duffel bag and my suitcase and just leave me in the tent? I won't know anybody. I won't know where to go or anything.
Well, you certainly will know people. Most of your friends are there, and the counselors are there.
But they're already there, and they know what to do. And I'll feel funny, and they'll laugh at me.
Oh, Betsy, nothing to laugh at. Why do they laugh at you? Now, begin with, we don't just dump you and leave you, dear. We'll take you to the camp office and meet Miss Roblin, the counselor for your unit. And then we'll go to the infirmary, I understand, next, and leave your vitamins and the salve the doctor gave us in case you get poison ivy. And then Daddy and Mommy take you to your tent and get you settled and your mosquito
net. I'm not in Marjorie Lundell's tent. I'm not going to stay.
Marjorie Lundell is 2 years older and she's in a different unit, and whoever is in your tent... Well, now, honey, don't worry, dear. You're going to get acquainted very, very quickly.
Sure you are. And you'll be a good girl, and you'll do exactly what your counselors tell you.
If I don't like it, will you come and get me?
You are going to like it. Now, if you wanted to go, and Mommy and Daddy are spending all this money, it's already paid, now you may get a little lonesome and homesick the first night, you know, tonight, but tomorrow morning you won't even give us a thought, not for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you little dickens. You probably won't either, but Mommy and Daddy are certainly going to be thinking about you. So you send us a postcard, huh? You won't forget now, please, huh?
You mean you won't come and get me even if I get sick and almost die?
Oh, darling, you're not going to get sick and almost die. You're going to have a good time.
Don't be cross.
Oh. Now, honey, we're almost there. Time. We're almost there. So you keep looking for the sign that says Camp Winona. Come on. We might as well get going.
Oh, we can't go without saying goodbye. Did you get the mosquito netting fixed over her camp car?
Yeah, I got everything done. Now, come on. Where is she?
I hardly laid eyes on her after we checked in. She found her friends and rushed off. Oh, there she is, way over there. Betsy! Betsy! Oh, yeah, dear. We're leaving.
All right.
Well, aren't you going to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Not even a kiss. Not even a kiss.
All right. Now, never mind. It's better this way. Now, hurry up. Quick, get in the car. Go on, get in before she suddenly realizes that we're leaving. Come on. Slide in.
Tell you, suddenly I just appreciated all my mother used to do for me. Funny, children don't care how hard you work to do things for them.
Now, look, just be thankful she isn't standing here screaming, "Don't leave me."
Yes, I guess so. Well, I tell you, sometimes you wonder if your children really love you. Or even know what love means, for that matter. Uh-oh.
Ah.
Look. Oh, she heard the car start. Oh, honey, look at her standing over there.
Right.
Oh, she's got a funny look on her face.
All right, now, dear. Don't look back. Don't look back now. Just wave. Just wave goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Bye.
Oh, my poor little girl. Facing her first night in camp. Goodbye, dear.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.